With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Give them a call at 630-928-0510 or check them out online, tandemhr.com. My first guest on Get Down to Business today is a true entrepreneur, a true professional, Rob Biederman. Rob is the company formerly known as Hourly Nerd and is in the process of rebranding as, under the name of Catalent. And really fascinating story, but even more fascinating than the story of the business is what you guys do, Rob. And you guys are really being quite innovative in the world of talent. And I wanted to jump right in. First of all, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be talking with you.
Absolutely. So you guys got started in 2013 with you and two of your Harvard Business School classmates as part of a little class project. Tell us a little bit about your vision at the time and sort of how it's developed into a very nice sized operation where you're really servicing and helping our economy day to day in 2016.
Sure. So back then we had several insights about business that we'd gleaned from our experience before business school, which largely consisted of consulting and private equity. And those insights were that professional services markets were not well configured to create value for the demand side. So consulting and investment banking were very bundled. The second was that they didn't create a lot of value for their employees either. So nobody really enjoys working in consulting, and there's a lot of travel that folks don't really enjoy. And last, the technology could potentially help you solve those two problems. And so you had a demand side that was more or less in failure, a supply side that nobody really was enjoying, and that you could build a website that would allow you to connect supply and demand directly and effectively cut out the middleman. So we launched a platform to do exactly that. And now, you know, 3.5 years later, we're working with about 10% of the Fortune 1000 on precisely that business.
So where you originally got started with your vision of helping small businesses access elite business talent through sort of an on-demand model, you're now working with much larger organizations as well. And now you've raised I believe, $22 million, and you have a lot of experts on the platform. Tell us a little bit about the numbers. How many people are actually using the platform that you and your Harvard Business School classmates have built up?
Sure. So we have about 30,000 experts on the supply side, and these people are very talented. They're typically between 35 and 50. They're folks who have 5 to 25 years of post-business school work experience, oftentimes in consulting or operations or finance, and they're choosing to work in a different way. And the folks that they're doing work for on the platform are several thousand small and medium-sized businesses, and then, you know, as I mentioned, about 100 very large global enterprises who really see us as an interesting part of their talent strategy.
That makes sense. And I'm curious about the staffing world and the talent world specifically, because it certainly sounds like you have engrossed yourself in this and you've become an expert in the area. I'm curious where you believe the relationship between business and talent exists. And you and I are both, I'm assuming, we're both sort of in the category of millennials. And I'm curious how today's millennial, how today's professional is different than the professionals of prior generations and what staffing will look like in 2020 versus how it may have looked in the year 2000?
Yeah, that's exactly the right question to be asking, Shalom. I'd say that you know, the decades-old paradigm, centuries-old paradigm of work consisting of a relationship that you have with one company for decades, and, you know, after 35 or 40 years in very similar roles, you're handed a gold watch and you retire, that paradigm is in the, you know, middle stages of disappearing in favor of a work, a vision of work that is far more dynamic, far more flexible, and most importantly for both sides, far better aligns what people actually want to work on with what they're good at. And so millennials these days, and, you know, we see this with the folks that we graduated business school with a few years ago, they want to have a professional life that both fits into the personal life that they'd imagined, but then also gives them interesting new challenges all the time. And so on our platform and on other similar ones, you might be working for an oil and gas company in Texas one week, and the next week doing work for a, you know, beverage company based in Chicago, you know, soon thereafter, and developing skills and also monetizing ones that you've used. And if there's a time during the year that you want to travel, you can do that with no challenges and pick it back up when you get back. And, you know, to be honest, I think that that future sounds a lot more exciting.
It gives people a lot more control, which is interesting, both companies as well as the freelancers. And I know freelance is a term that's knocked around, and maybe it's not given the respect that it deserves. When Rob, when you and your colleagues started the company, you went under a different name of Hourly Nerd, and that certainly is probably more clear in terms of what you were doing at the time. It sounds like right now you're focusing on bigger companies, and bigger companies, it sounds like, are embracing this idea of utilizing freelancers. Tell us a little bit about some of the big name companies, if you don't mind dropping a few names, and telling us about some of the projects that are currently floating through on the Catalent platform right now.
Sure. So we've tended to work with the sector leaders in the industries in which we've chosen to play, and so I can name a few: Fidelity, GE, Pfizer. Each of them, you know, a leader in financial services and diversified industrials and healthcare. And what those companies, as well as the rest of them, use us for are the gaps in their talent strategy when they either do not have the bandwidth or do not have the expertise they need to get something done. And so consultants you typically bring in because you need to justify an unpopular decision, or you need to make it seem like you're doing a lot of work around a big problem. You use Catalent when you just need somebody to accomplish a task quickly. And they're often very high-level tasks. They can be things like, you know, recover millions of dollars of cash that I have trapped in overseas entities, or I'm thinking about commercializing this new technology and I want to put it into a new marketplace. How do I do that? So they're serious challenges, but they're also extremely discrete. And we've re-engineered the process of consulting into one of solving discrete problems, which, you know, I think creates a lot of value for the demand side.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And I do believe that this is the direction that both millennials and professionals are going in. The days of just the consistent job, the regular job, the 9-to-5ers, it's a thing of the past where people want to have that flexibility to control their own life, to take a vacation, to travel for business. They can be in that control. Again, that balance, work-life balance is looking very, very different than it used to in the past. The 9-to-5 jobs are going away, and it sounds like big companies, small companies are all embracing that. So we're quickly running out of time, but I'm curious regarding the rebranding, why Catalent and why no longer Hourly Nerd?
Sure. So just to be clear, Hourly Nerd is still out there for our small business clients. It's still at hourlynerd.com. I think for the enterprises we work with and some of the more sophisticated experts, Hourly Nerd didn't communicate our value across several levels. One, the projects have never been priced hourly from the beginning. That was just a misnomer. The projects are on a completion basis. And if you meet the people on our platform, while they are smart, they are relatively put together and charismatic. And so Nerd never really made a lot of sense with the group that we're working with today. And we think Catalent, which is a combination of catalyst for brilliant and talent, really speaks better to what we're doing, which is that we are a change agent within your company and the people we have are amazing. And we saw this, the fundraise and you know, where we were going in 2016 is a good one-time moment to really reset where we were positioned in the market.
Well, Rob Biederman, we appreciate you joining us, and sounds like you're really making a very positive impact in talent, the connection between talent and business, both in the small business market as well as in, as you said, the Fortune 1000 companies. Absolutely fascinating. So, Rob, if people want to learn more about the company and the work that you do, how can people find you guys online?
We are at gocatalant.com. That's go, C-A-T-A-L-A-N-T.com.
Fantastic. Rob Biederman, Catalent, we appreciate you guys coming on the show. We'll be sure to follow your progress and check back in with you in future weeks on Get Down to Business. Coming up after the break, we've got more talent, resources, advice, and information for all you small business owners. You are listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. You could always download podcasts from my website, shalomkline.com. And in fact, you get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week. Once again, on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Chicago, don't touch that dial.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Taking a look at your Chicagoland roadways, starting in the Edens inbound, Lake Hook to Montrose, take it to 27, tight between Cicero and Montrose. On the outbound side, no problems to report. Kennedy inbound, O'Hare to downtown, 34 for Montrose, 15. Outbounds 10 to Montrose, 25 to the airport, slow Montrose to Sayre. Eisenhower in, Thorndale to the Circle, 42 for Mannheim, 27, Wolf to Harlem, stop and go. Up on night, clear, Stevenson in, just a small delay going on between Cermak, or Harlem and Pulaski. Big delay, Cermak to Lakeshore Drive, 34 between 355 and Lakeshore Drive, 33 from the Tri-State on, or 43 from 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 33 from the Tri-State. There we go. Stevenson outbound, 24 to the Tri-State, 34 to 355. Dan Ryan in, 95th to downtown, 22. I-57, Bishop Ford inbound, all cleared. Ryan to 8094, Bishop Ford outbound, taking to 20. Lakeshore Drive, usual delays. Jane Addams eastbound, tight 2E to the Kennedy. And then 8094 westbound, 65 to Kennedy Avenue, stop and go. Our next update in 15 on AM 560, The Answer.
You wake up in the morning and you want to know what's going on and what happened while you were asleep. You could grab your smartphone and wade through endless cat videos. Or you could listen to that other radio station, you know, that's talking about last night's ball game.
Winning records for starting pitchers matter anymore.
Or you could turn on Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson and get up to speed fast with the latest news, traffic, and weather on AM 560. The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-900-4179. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-900-4179. That's 1-800-900-4179.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510. I'm joined by Jai Luster, the founder and creator, the executive director of the Luster Learning Institute. Jai, thank you so much for joining us on Get Down to Business.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
So the Luster Learning Institute, you literally are transforming lives by teaching skills that are empowering people. Tell us a little bit about your work and the communities that you're servicing.
Well, the majority of the communities that we service are located in larger cities or in cities that, and mostly in neighborhoods that are lower income in nature. And tend to have more behavioral issues going on in the community and in the schools themselves. So, like in Chicago, we manage about 100 and partnered with about 150 schools in the Chicago Public Schools. The vast majority of them would be in the south and the southwest side of the city.
So low-income neighborhoods. You're servicing low-income neighborhoods, and I know that you have a title for the program that you're sort of bringing in. Tell us a little bit about the model for what you're implementing in these schools, and tell us how you developed it, because it sounds like a fascinating story.
Right. The model that we're working with is based on teaching mindfulness to the students in the classrooms. What we decided to do at the very beginning was to empower the teachers to actually be the facilitators for the students rather than our own staff externally. So we spend all of our energy, one, teaching all the classroom teachers in a school and the deans and the security guards and the administrators how to teach short 2 to 3 minute mindfulness practices to the students. And it's all scripted and it's all done in a very easy to learn way. Doesn't take them much time to learn how to do it. And then the rest of our energy goes into supporting the school, which means the teachers and administrators, in having consistency of teaching. So we continue to support by revisiting the school during training sessions with the teachers throughout the year.
So talk to me, Jai, about the number of people that you're affecting. You launched the program. It's a 501c3 tax-exempt organization in 2007, and now we're in 2016. How many schools are you in, and how many students are you reaching?
We've completed about 250 school-wide programs, and our biggest partnerships are with Chicago Public Schools, the Detroit Public Schools, and the Los Angeles Schools, which is actually our partnership with UCLA that does that with us as partners. So those are the three biggest cities that we currently work in. We've probably touched the lives of close to 200,000 students since we began in 2007. Many of those students are still every day getting to practice and work with calm classroom activities while they're in school. So that's what we do, and that's probably trained over, I think it's about 12,000 teachers now.
Fascinating. So what fascinates me, Jai, is that children today are the next generation's entrepreneurs and professionals, and the talent. We talk a lot on the show about talent. And right now, what you're doing is you are getting rid or addressing the obstacles that are preventing children, as you always say, from living the life that they deserve. And education, we all know, is so important. So tell us a little bit about some of the successes, because again, having started in just a few years ago, you now have students that were in grade school that are now moving on. They're becoming individuals of their own right. They're now probably 10 years out of the program. Tell us a little bit about your vision of what you want to see from the young adults coming through the programs in Chicago and Detroit and in other cities.
Okay.
What do you envision for them to become?
Well, it's kind of a multidimensional answer. On one end of the spectrum, it's really important that we're developing, the students have a greater sense of self-awareness and observation of themselves. And out of that experience, which mindfulness develops that, out of that experience, the students on one level are able to manage their behavior in relationship to taking care of themselves better and taking care of those around them better. So it improves behavioral issues quite rapidly in young people. So that's one level. And then another level, in terms of preparation for really moving on to your life, to becoming more professionally adept and being able to succeed in life, both in, say, your marriages and interpersonal relationships and at work and in your eventual work, it's key and crucial that you develop high levels of sensitivity and understanding to what other people are feeling emotionally, how you're affecting them and how they're affecting you, both physically and emotionally. And our training does that. So a great leader really needs to be sensitive, needs to be clear on what the direction they're going. Their mind can't be too much in turmoil or they can't really settle on a clear path. So it helps them with all the professional skills that are necessary for success, as well as how to deal with issues when you're at home in your family lives and emotional issues come up, which is natural. How do you immediately have resilience to drop that and move to a more positive, not only mindset, but action, a positive action?
We're chatting with Jai Luster, the founder and executive director of the Luster Learning Institute, a not-for-profit 501c3 tax-exempt organization founded in 2007. It sounds like it's been a pretty wild ride over these past about 10 years or so. And You've obviously implemented this program in Chicago public schools, those are in the early days, but now you're being asked to consult and provide strategy and guidance in cities around the country. And I know that on the very top of your website, which of course we will share with our listeners over the next minute or two, is you have a button called Try It Free. So I'm curious, what does that mean for who are you going after? Well, is it families? And what sort of services are you offering to the general public?
Remember, our real goal is to really change communities. So we really not only want to help individuals become prepared for life, but we really want to change in a large scope effect, really millions of children across the country. So the Try It Free, although a parent, and we do have parents who actually purchase our materials and work with their kids at home, and we have homeschoolers, things like that, but it's mainly for an administrator of a school or a teacher in a classroom to actually download a piece of our curriculum, try it in their classroom with their students, and then see how the effect is, because you can see it immediately and realize that that's a thing that they want to do. So it's kind of just a preliminary piece for them to use.
Absolutely fascinating. Once again, Jai Luster, the Luster Learning Institute. You are a nonprofit organization, and as such, you are raising money to support the work in which you're having such an impact in communities across the city of Chicago and beyond. I know you have a board of directors and you've got some very passionate people involved in helping you. But what's your call to action for the listeners to get down to business? How can people get involved? How can people support the work that you're doing?
Well, I think the call to action is if they want to understand and actually look at the curriculum and how it's used, they can go and download it free. They can send a message to us at support@calmclassroom.com and ask how they can get involved, and we can talk to them about that. Some people do donate money. Others want to actually introduce us to other schools, or they have grant sources that they know, they're sitting on a board and they would like their board members to know more about this. That happens quite often. So I think that's the way for people to get involved, is learn more about it. They need to really understand that it is working. Everything we do is research-based, so we are really measuring changes both in behavioral issues with the students, both pre and post through our work in the schools. And then we're actually the focus for the largest study in the country on mindfulness in schools. And we're currently being measured across 32,000 students in Chicago. and a large study that's being
that's
done
great.
By the University of Chicago and by Erickson Institute.
And Jai, if you don't mind, we are running out of time. If you could share your website one more time so people can learn more about the work you're doing.
Website is www.calmclassroom.com. Email is support@calmclassroom.com, and they can go learn about us and or call at 847-748-7482.
Fantastic. Jai Lester, we appreciate you coming on the program. More tips and advice after this short break.
It's back. The biggest conservative event in the Midwest returns this October. It's Freedom Summit Chicago 2016, October 29th in Itasca, featuring Alan West, Michelle Malkin, Mike Gallagher, Stephen Moore, Dan Proff, Amy Jacobson, Joe Walsh, and many more. Tickets start at just $29. Order your tickets today at freedomsummitchicago.com. That's freedomsummitchicago.com. Sponsored in part by Precision Payroll of America, Chicago Anesthesia and Pain Specialists, and by the Illinois Policy Institute.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. Milwaukee officials hoping to avoid a repeat of last night's street violence that followed the police shooting death of an armed man. The chief of police says there is no doubt that suspect Sylvie Smith had a gun.
I have, however, seen a still photo extracted from that. And that still photo demonstrates, without question, that he had a gun in his hand. And I want our community to know that.
Chief Edward Flynn, both Smith and the cop who shot him were black. The greatest male swimmer in Olympic history is hanging up his Speedo. Michael Phelps closed out his career with another gold medal, this one of the 400-meter medley relay. So what's next?
You know, if I can reach out and teach more kids how to swim, and dare them to dream, and save their lives, that I've been successful.
Michael Phelps in Rio, Fox News. We report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Taking a look at your Chicagoland roadways. On the Edens inbound, Alston to Montrose going to be a little bit slow. Lake Hook to Montrose taking to 26 on the outbound side clear. Kennedy headed in O'Hare to downtown 32 for Montrose 13. Outbound fine to Montrose 10. Out to the airport 24. Express lanes open there at 8. Central to Say are going to be stop and go. On the Eisenhower in Wolf to Harlem slow. 41 Thorndale to the Circle. 26 for Mannheim. Outbound's fine. Stevenson inbound. State to Lakeshore Drive. You'll be stop and go 42 between 355 and Lakeshore Drive from the Tri-State 32. On the outbound side 20. 35 to the Tri-State, 35 to 355. Dan Ryan headed in, 95th to downtown, 22 outbound, 16 to 95th. I-57 Bishop Ford looking good. Lakeshore Drive, not a whole lot of delays. Jane Addams eastbound site from Lee to the Kennedy Expressway. 8094 westbound, stop and go, 65 to the Kennedy. I-94 in Indiana eastbound State Road, 49 to before US 421. It is going to be back up due to road work. Our next update's in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions.
Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-791-5543. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry! Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-791-5543. That's 1-800-791-5543. 1-800-791-5543.
AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Sheldon Klein. You're listening to Get Down to Business, and I'm joined by Jamie Nelson of Operation Support Our Troops America, a fantastic organization doing some fantastic work, as the name suggests, supporting our troops. Jamie, we appreciate you coming on Get Down to Business.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to talking to you about what we do.
Absolutely. So you've become one of the largest volunteer-based military support organizations in the country. Tell us a little bit about, it sounds like you're a very grassroots-driven organization, and your mission, of course.
Yes. Yeah, so this organization started in 2003 by Deborah Rickert, and what happened is her son enlisted, or actually went through West Point, after 9/11 and got deployed. So one of the traditions is to send care packages around Valentine's Day. So she started soliciting for donations to send more than just a package to her son, but to him and his friends. And from there, the packages just continued to go on. People kept saying, oh, do you need this? Do you need this? And so it truly was founded in a grassroots movement where people just wanted to contribute. And at that point in time was when we were really ramping up overseas in the fight against terrorism. So we are now in our 13th year of operations, and a lot of our volunteers have ties to the military community. They've had a child that joined. They have a father that was in. So there is a reason that it's so near and dear to their hearts to make sure that these young men and women continue to receive items from home. And
that's so important. And I want to get back to the mission in a moment, but I want to talk about the organization, because I think one of the most impressive pieces of Operation Support Our Troops America is really that grassroots nature of the organization. You have so many volunteers, which we're going to touch on in a moment, but you're also making sure that as much of the donations that are given to the organization is actually going to the mission, to the cause. And I know you've received some accolades and awards on that, and I think that's so important that people know that their money and that their contributions are going to a place that's actually going to the mission. Tell us a little bit about that.
So on Charity Navigator, which is one of the most popular sites to check out how a charity does, we do have their highest rating, which is a 4-star rating. This is our second year with that award. About 90% of our funds go to actually our mission. So 10% is spent on administrative fundraising costs, but 90% gets spent on what we say it's going to get spent on. We spend roughly $9,000 a month in shipping. So there is a great need, you know, to cover those expenses. So we are extremely frugal in how we manage our money so that we can do those things. And then we have great corporate sponsorships, or partnerships, I should say, that allow us to do shop and drops and those kind of things. And then we work closely with organizations such as the American Legion, the VFWs, churches, those kind of things, and they frequently do collection drives for us.
That's amazing.
Every item, or pretty much every item in our box, donated.
Well, that's great, because teamwork is ultimately how you can accomplish the mission. So let's go back to the mission for a second. Let's talk about the volunteers that are involved. I heard a number, but I want to make sure it's accurate. How many volunteers are currently actively involved, and how many service hours are dedicated in the work of Operation Support Our Troops?
We have roughly, on a monthly basis, a minimum of 125 active volunteers that come in to help with the packing. And now that you've asked me that question, I'm drawing a blank on what our total volunteer hours were for last week. Or for last year, I should say.
It sounds like there's literally tens of thousands of service hours being dedicated, which is absolutely amazing because that's time that's going to military families to providing comfort and care at home, as well as to active duty military families and veterans, which is just so impressive. So we are running out of time. And most importantly, I want to make sure our listeners know how they can get involved in your work, how they can contribute, how they can volunteer, and what sort of support Operation Support Our Troops is in need of. Once again, we're chatting with Jamie Nelson, the executive director. Jamie, how can people get involved?
So the best thing to do is go to our website, www.osotamerica.org, and all the information is on there. You can sign up to be a member. You can add a name to our list. You can click on the Donate Now button. So we're constantly keeping that updated with what kind of needs we have as far as collection items. There's an email that you can use to, you know, say, hey, I want to set up a collection drive. What do I need to know? So www.osotamerica.org, and they can get all the information they need.
Well, it sounds like you're always on the hunt for obviously donations, of course, but also volunteers, so you can continue to make an impact. And obviously, again, Operation Support Our Troops America has really become one of the largest of these organizations. What I love about what you're doing, again, well-rated with Charity Navigator, and certainly partnering, collaborating with many other organizations like the VFW. Jamie Nelson, we appreciate you coming on and Get Down to Business. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, coming up after the break, we're going to continue the conversation about entrepreneurship, continue the conversation about people making an impact in their community. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510. That phone number again, 630-928-0510. Don't touch that dial. More after the break.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Taking a look at your Chicagoland roadways, Eden's inbound, Lake Cook to Montrose, take it to 2220 back to Lake Cook. On the Kennedy, headed in O'Hare to downtown, 37 from Montrose is 19. Outbound, take it to 11 to Montrose, just over half an hour to the airport, express lanes at 9. On the Eisenhower in, Thorndale to the Circle, 41 from Mannheim, 25. Bit better on the outbound side, 21 to Mannheim, 34 out to Thorndale. Stevenson in, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 37 from the Tri-State is 27. Outbound to the Tri-State, half an hour, out to 355 is 40. Dan Ryan in, 95th to downtown, 18-16 out to 95th. I-57, Bishop Ford doing well. Lakeshore Drive, one major delay going on. Northbound between 18th and Jackson, I think 25 between 67th and Jackson. On the tollway, Tri-State southbound, Halstead to 1894 backed up. A little tight eastbound on Jane Addams, toll of the Tri-State to the Kennedy. Our next update is going to be in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Visage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it. I actually got my degree from Liberty University. 2 degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
AM 560, The Answer.
Back on Get Down to Business, we're chatting with J.J. Montanaro from USAA. J.J., you commissioned a fascinating, fascinating study of parents, their college-bound children, and their access and usage of credit cards. I know many of our listeners may not want to have this conversation, but we're going to have it. J.J., thanks so much for coming back on Get Down to Business.
Hey, Shalom, thanks for having me. And I would correct you in that I didn't commission it. USA Bank did, so I don't want to take credit or wield power that I don't have.
Well, you're able to yield the power because you're the one sharing the message. So it sounds like parents are more are just about as willing to hand over their credit cards to their kids as they are car keys. Tell us a little bit about what that commission has determined about how families use credit cards.
Yeah, pretty interesting. And I think one of the most shocking findings was that when we asked parents in terms of likelihood that they were going to have conversations with their kids, the same number, 82%, said they were as likely to talk about budgeting and managing money as they were academics. So clearly money is on parents' mind, and also there's a definite willingness to send them off to school with a credit card, because again, about half parents said that the kids that were either enrolling for the first time or going back to school were doing so with a credit card.
So we're going to get to the budgeting guidance that parents are providing to their children, but I'm curious: does the average student go off to college with their mom or dad's credit card in their pocket?
So I guess if you take, about half of them do, and I think what we take from that is just that they ought to be going off not blindly, but rather with a game plan in mind. Because when you look at credit and the impact it can have, there's some pretty long reaches and long tails as far as things from getting a job with a potential employer looking at their credit, getting an apartment or a home, again, a landlord looking at credit, insurance rates they pay, and a lot of states are impacted by how they've handled credit. So the thing is, it's about being able to get a loan and get a competitive interest rate, but parents need to make sure that their kids understand that there's a lot of other places or parts of their lives that are impacted by this the start they get off to with credit.
J.J., when does USAA recommends that parents start to have that conversation about providing budgeting guidance for their children? And secondarily, we're going to get to the subject of actually starting to plan for college, which is also a budgeting and financial planning decision. But when should parents start to have the conversation with their kids?
I think it should start well before that you're sending them off to college, and it can be certainly some small steps and some conversations you can have. It could be something as simple as allocating an allowance and making sure that that the child knows that, hey, part of this money is going into savings, part of it's for your fixed expenses. My youngest daughter has a job, and she works, and so we have constant conversations about, you spending money is okay, but you should be saving money and you should be doing other things with your money. So I think the conversations, I guess my point is, they should be happening as the child is growing up, and not necessarily waiting until you're getting ready to launch them off to college.
Absolutely. And on that same vein, on that same note, regarding planning for college, college is a little costly, isn't it, JJ?
Yeah, I was doing a little bit of a look back, and so I think it was the Wall Street Journal each year produces a average amount of debt that graduates are leaving school with, and so I went back and looked at 2011, so 5 years ago, and that number was $23,000 per year. Flash forward to the class of 2016, and that number has grown by more than 60%, up to $37,000 a year, and so that's just not when you look at the total package that we're wanting our kids to leave school with, that's a burden that we don't want them to have. And so I think, to your point, Shalomi, what really should be happening is there should be some budgeting and money conversations up front in terms of the education, how you're going to get that education, how you're going to pay for it, and then what's going to happen on the back end. Because if you're going to go out and love your job and love what you're doing, but the reality is it's a $35,000 a year job, then leaving school with a couple $100,000 of student loan debt probably doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it probably doesn't. And planning ahead is really important. Planning ahead is important for parents in starting the college funds plan, as well as in also having that discussion about education with their young adults. Don't just hand off that credit card willy-nilly and just say good luck, and I hope you don't mess around with this, because we all know the numbers. Debt, credit card debt is on the rise. Student loan debt is so high, and families really need to be responsible. So, JJ, I know we only touched on a small portion of the USAA study, which is so important to talk about budgeting, planning for these young adults that are the future entrepreneurs and professionals running companies. But JJ, where can people learn more about USAA in general, and obviously the study that was commissioned on the subject?
Yeah, so for more information, folks should visit USAA.com, and specific to credit cards and that sort of thing, you can just go USAA.com/credit card. And again, Shalom, I mean, to me, the key thing is to have these conversations and give your kids a foundation to build from, as opposed to just throwing them out there and letting them sink or swim.
Oh, it's so mission critical, and we appreciate you coming on the air to share this information with our listeners. We'll be sure to check back in with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Shalom. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Once again, you're listening to Get Down to Business. We're powered by Tandem HR. Check out their resources on their website, tandemhr.com. But don't touch the dial. We've got more for you after this short break.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text online to 67076. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text online to 67076. Again, that's O-N-L-I-N-E to 67076.
AM 560, The Answer.
And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. It was recently reported by Bob McGrath, who played Bob on Sesame Street, since 1969, that he and many of the original cast members, including Lewis and Gordon from this favorite childhood show, have been let go. The show has experienced a major turnaround, and these actors have been cut. If your business has ever experienced a major turnaround, a need to cut staff, or even fire one individual, you know how it can affect the organization. It can make a major difference between a compliant layoff and legal action, whether you're laying off one or 100 people. These tips for a compliant layoff do apply. Make sure you follow proper and compliant procedures during the firing process so you prevent legal trouble. There are many laws that protect employees. For example, the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, the WARN Act, protects workers, their families, and communities by requiring most employers with 100 or more employees to provide notification 60 calendar days in advance of plant closings and major layoff. I've got 10 quick guidelines that I want to share with you when performing layoffs in order to remain compliant and minimize liability for your company. Communicate the changes in your company. If you're able to provide advance notice that there's layoffs that are inevitable, make sure you do so. This will give your employees a chance to process the likelihood, and you'll get a better reaction. Treat them with dignity. Allow employees to say goodbye to coworkers. If they're particularly emotional, offer them a chance to come back and clean their desks at a later date, or offer to ship their personal belongings. Be sympathetic. This can be an emotional, turbulent time for all parties involved, including for management. Consider everyone's feelings and repercussions, and select carefully. Make sure you're not setting yourself up for a lawsuit by eliminating a group of people from a protected class or race, gender, sexual orientation, or age close to retirement with outstanding claims against your company or currently on leave. And do it all at once. If you're terminating more than one person, it's okay to do so in a group setting. Employee morale will suffer more if one person's being let go each week. Anxiety levels will rise and productivity will indeed go down. If a group layoff isn't possible, consider a communication to all employees once layoffs are complete to relieve anxiety for existing employees and give informational packets. Understand employees won't necessarily hear the information you're giving verbally. They're thinking about the job they just lost. Give them a packet of information to take home that gives them the details. Script the meeting and keep it brief. Communicate the same message to all separating employees. And pair up. If possible, always have two managers deliver the news together. The direct manager of the employee should be present, if not the one conducting the layoff. Be mindful of those who might react violently and take proper precautions. Deliver the news on a Thursday. This you may not have heard before. This minimizes disruptive buzz going around the office and allows the laid-off employee one business day to process the news, then a weekend to obtain some distance from the event, allowing a fresh start on Monday. And obviously get human resources involved. They're trained to help you go through the process. It's never easy to conduct the layoffs. If you don't have a human resource expert, consult a PEO. Several, including Tandem HR, offer free resources like outplacement kilts and employee assistance programs. For more information on Tandem HR, visit tandemhr.com or call 630-371-6209. The staff at Tandem HR contributed in providing this information. Certainly not a substitute for any advice that you might receive. Once again, Tandem HR, really great resource on so many of these issues. And every company at any stage of growth goes through growth and shakeups at any point. If Sesame Street goes through layoffs, trust me, your company might be going through layoffs as well. And I hope that you find these 10 tips to be helpful. We had such a great lineup of guests. We learned about Operation Support Our Troops America. I encourage you to support their efforts by visiting their website at osotamerica.org, osotamerica.org. Donate, volunteer, get involved. We also chatted with the folks at Hourly Nerd and spotlighted and profiled so many interesting professionals doing so many interesting things. You can always get on my website at shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business. and get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. As you get out this week, try to put some of these ideas, these tips into practice. You'll make it into a better week. Now to success. Let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. for the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We'll talk to you next week on Get Down to Business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,